The small fishing vessel Nautilus had just dropped anchor about a mile out from the extensive moraine in front of Baird Glacier in Thomas Bay Sunday morning when owners Don Hughes and Nancy Zayek heard something in the distance.
Nancy said, "God, I think I hear somebody yelling." And I thought it was a sea lion or a seagull or something, but and we listened, you know, once in a while we'd hear something, so we yelled back and they yelled back and so made contact, and they said that they were okay and that there's eight of them there. So we paddled in our kayaks and talked to them.
The eight young men and women were seasonal employees for Icicle Seafoods in Petersburg. They're from several different countries, and some spoke limited English. A local co-worker had dropped them off by boat to visit the glacier the day before, but the pickup, planned for that same day, went wrong. The group ended up spending a cold night out in the open. Hughes and Zayek transferred one of them to their heated boat by kayak and called on the marine radio for assistance. According to Hughes, a fisherman back in Petersburg heard the call and helped them notify an Icicle employee who contacted the local state trooper.
In the meantime, we paddled in and transferred a couple more people who were very cold to the boat. And Nancy stayed to him, and we brought them sleeping bags and a sweatshirts and things to keep them warm. But they were very ill-prepared. You know, none of them had water. None of them had food. Half of them didn't have boots. They just had tennis shoes. And I think one or two of them didn't even have much of a coat. And so they had a long, miserable night out there.
According to local police, the co-worker had notified an officer about the situation the night before, saying he had been unable to find the group when he had returned to pick them up that day. Petersburg contacted state troopers on duty in Juneau that same night. However, there was some confusion that delayed the response. According to Trooper Josh Bentz in Juneau, a separate call came in that night from a citizen who reported a loud party of seven or eight young men at a Forest Service cabin in Thomas Bay. That initially led Bentz's office to believe it was the same missing group.
And so we didn't respond that night. And the next morning, we realized that it was two separate parties.
The Petersburg-based state trooper, Cody Litster, was first notified about the situation Sunday morning. He conferred with the troopers in Juneau and then headed for Thomas Bay.
I got my boat and started that way and told Trooper Bentz to talk to search and rescue to coordinate a boat that could transport that many people out of there.
Petersburg Police Dispatch relayed the trooper's message to Search and Rescue Captain John Pickens. Pickens says he and another fire department volunteer, Devron Bennett, headed to Thomas Bay in Petersburg's harbor security vessel. They met up with Trooper Litster at Thomas Bay.
The trooper had the river skiff, jet skiff, that went to shore because that area is very shallow and glacial, murky water. You can't really see an inch, you know, below the surface. So we waded out with a harbor security boat far from shore, and the trooper took the jet river skiff up and picked the people up and brought them out.
The weather was relatively mild over the weekend, but Pickens says the group had spent the night with no gear or provisions, and one of them had gotten wet.
So they were all cold and tired, hungry, but they were all in good shape. None were hypothermic, which was kind of a concern on the way over there, wondering, you know, how cold they had gotten. They all huddled up and just waited for somebody.
Pickens points out that a lack of preparation or local knowledge of the outdoors can lead to serious trouble in southeast Alaska.
I think one of the factors was tides. They went up on the glacier, and then the tide came in, and they couldn't get back to where they started. So, you know, they didn't know what to do. They also had no communication with the boat that took them out. They were very lucky.
Baird Glacier is roughly 20 miles by boat from Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.